Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. Hope you've had a good day. If it's Thursday, wish you a good day. If it's the repeat program on Friday, and I have a return guest, that I enjoyed so much the first time she came, and I know I'm going to enjoy today also, with Nelia Merced. With Nelia, welcome to the program.
Thank you so
Nelia, much. Nelia, Miss Mundo 1975, Lady Forsyth, and has so many aspects to her life that is fascinating, and I want to get into it, and more towards the values that your life has entailed, and together with your ex-husband Bruce, who had the same values, and they were super consistent throughout your life. And I want to go into those and have you explain the importance of them. You've had ups and downs throughout your life, and so it's going to be kind of focus on values. But my definition of happiness or success is so much tied to values. It's living your personal values with a sense of self-satisfaction and peace.
Beautiful.
And when I read your book,
yes,
you know, which always describes the values that you respect and admire in other people, and the values that are so consistent throughout your life, I said, I invited you before because I hadn't finished the book. I invited you before, but I said, this is a great opportunity to have someone that has her feet, you know, grounded so well and with values that are so, for me, important. And that's what I want to go. And let me just give the background with Nelia. She gave a talk, a presentation at San Juan Rotary, which is where I met you the first time,
yes.
And I invited you to the program, and at that time we focus on the caregiver and Delia, your mother, and the program you have for helping caregivers, and a little bit about your foundation. You were going to have the golf tournament.
Yeah, indeed.
And so that was the first, and that was about almost a year ago.
A year ago.
And then all of a sudden, newspaper articles came out on two things. One is your the Plaza de las Americas award you as a woman.
The Plaza Woman Award.
Plaza Woman Award. And there's a beautiful exhibition at Plaza between Penny's and Macy's.
Yes, that is finished now on the 27th.
I really recommend to go visit and see that exhibition. It has your dresses. It has many photographs. It has the video of when you won the Miss World contest.
A bit about Bruce.
It has things about Bruce Forsyth and your crown it's so much more than I expected.
Oh, I love
so that was. That was a happening that came out in the articles, and I went to it, and shortly after that, went upstairs, and you had your representation of your new book. And the new book is Wilnelia, Una Vida Entre Dos Mundos, Life Within
Between Two Worlds. Yeah.
And I enjoyed, there was a lot of people that in Norberto, Casa Norberto.
Thank you so much for being there.
And it was a fantastic experience. You were, there were a lot of people who came to that book introduction and came forth with how important you were in their lives.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
I was very emotional, like you.
And you cried a couple of times.
I did. I never expect people to be so open, so friendly. And I think this is what happened a lot in all these malls. You know, usually it's like a community, and people say hello to you like if they know you a lifetime, and they never met you. But they are very, very, well, the Puerto Rican, you know, the people are very familiar, very warm and affectionate. And it's wonderful. I really, I was
in And the person saying how important you were in their life was
never
also
thought
crying.
About that. Yes. And, you know, I don't know if you remember, it was hilarious when some of these ladies, you know, one said, I was Miss Humacao competing in Miss Puerto Rico for Miss World. And then another one came, and they wasn't young, you know, they was just in their 50s and 60s.
And there were also nice moments. There was a elderly gentleman, or I don't know, maybe he was younger than me, but he, you know, he had trouble getting up, and and he said he thought he was probably the only one who had met your mother, and he gave a story about your mother. But what was really funny was he had trouble getting up and kind of was unstable. And so Wilnelia approached him and told to help him. And so he grabbed on. He says, this is the best baston.
Baston.
What's the word for baston?
I'm trying to remember now.
But this is the best baston I've ever had in my life. And everybody broke out. I had two comments, and one of them I want to sort of have a kind of a dialogue with you with the word nice, and we'll have a dialogue on that. I kind of muttered something about that, but I knew there wasn't much time because I was the last one. I wasn't sure I was the last one, but I turned out to be the last one.
You were
sort of gave a comment, and the comment I gave was that I read the introduction. I read the last pages, and I was really
the ending.
I was really impressed with the last page, her ending paragraphs, and so I asked her to read it, and because I thought it would kind of, because I already had known you, and I knew it kind of wrapped up, you know, a lot of your life, but more importantly, as a person about well-being and happiness, etc., and the transitions in life, and how you have to think about death. And I had recent visitors, the guests of my program, we talked about death as something natural and that we have to deal with. So I wanted you to read, and you asked then your, what's his name, Victor?
Victor was Dr. Victor Federico Torres, and I met him through the Casa Norberto, the owner, Luis Javier. He recommended me, and I was very grateful to him, because in a way, you know, I'm writing my story, and because it's your story, you think everybody know everything, and it makes sense. But some of the time, I work with him in person, and then I have to go to England, where I live, and so we did a lot of the things. I sent him the first chapter, and then he asked me question, and it was lovely because Victor knew that I was Miss World, and even though I'm an open book, because my life since I was 17 is being in newspaper here and in England and whatever, but he didn't know many of the inside, so it was nice for him to ask me question and put me in a better order, thoughts and I know about his love for Puerto Rico, so that made sense too, because we have a lot of things in common, and I think the book reflect that, you know, and I did say it there that when I married Bruce, I said, you're going to marry two other ladies, and one is, you know, my mother, and the other one is my island, and he adored Puerto Rico, so. But Victor was really wonderful.
You asked him to read it. I wondered whether, because I asked you, and I wondered whether you were, you asked him to read those last paragraphs, and he did, and he read them very beautifully.
Yes,
but you kind of passed that on to him, and I was wondering whether you were going to get emotional about those last words.
I was through the book. There was some chapters that I was very emotional, and like I said there, it helped me a lot, that transition when I lost my parents, when I lost Bruce, my very best friend, Osvaldo, and he helped me a lot, you know, to write. I mean, I wrote a lot of things, and it was like a process like grieving. And I must say, I recommend that to everyone.
Could you read those last paragraphs for the listeners?
Yes, I can do it. You mean?
And then I'm going to translate.
You could translate.
And I have the translation.
Oh,
I wrote it up.
Okay.
So this is the last paragraph, and across is one of the most beautiful pictures.
Oh, yes, that was a promotion I did.
One of the things I want, many things I want to get across today, is that they should buy this book.
Oh,
and
definitely.
Of course, we already talked about the exhibition you have.
And the profit of the book, and this is something that for me is the most important in a way, besides telling my story for this young generation who really doesn't know me as well. It's about raising money for the organization called Delia Respite for Caregivers. And we can talk about that more later.
Delia, your mother.
But my mother, and who passed away with Alzheimer's.
Okay, so this is page 280, and then it starts here.
Oh, you want me to read all that?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I want you to read that.
Each paragraph, and you translate each, maybe? Shall I stop?
Pardon me?
Yeah. In each paragraph, do you want me to stop?
Yeah, just read the last five paragraphs of your
book. Oh, my God, yes. All right, well, here I go. En esta etapa de mi vida, tras la muerte de Bruce y mis padres, prefiero pensar que esa transición no hay soledad, sino reencuentro, que nuestros seres queridos que se nos han adelantado nos esperan con los brazos abiertos y que al dejar atrás lo terrenal, entramos en un mundo donde no hay dolor ni ausencia, solo amor en su forma más perfecta. La vida es única, irrepetible, y cada instante cuenta. Así lo he vivido, con la certeza de que lo importante no es la duración de nuestros días, sino la intensidad con que lo habitemos. Por eso, cuando llega el momento de partir, no lo veo como un final oscuro, sino como una transformación luminosa. Vivir con intensidad es la mejor preparación para esa transición. Entregar lo mejor de nosotros, amar sin medida, reír, llorar, soñar, porque cada emoción vivida es un tesoro que el alma se lleva consigo. Al final, comprendemos que lo terrenal es solo un preludio y que la verdadera obra comienza cuando el telón se abre hacia la eternidad. El perder a tantos seres queridos hoy me hace pensar en mi mortalidad y sé que no quiero perder el tiempo en lo que no tiene sentido. He vivido más de la mitad de mi vida y como dice el poema de Mario Andrade, mi alma corre prisa. No me interesa reuniones que terminen en nada, discusiones sin propósito o relaciones vacías. Quiero vivir en paz, dedicarme a lo que me hace feliz, a las personas que amo y a las causas que realmente valen la pena. Quiero que el resto de mis días sean intensos, porque aprendí con cada sonrisa de mi madre que la vida no es un ensayo y que es demasiado corta para no vivirla a plenitud.
And that's those last words are your mother's words. La vida no es un ensayo.
And that's exactly how I start the book.
So you ended up.
You know?
So let me translate it
roughly,
you know. Mm-hmm. And this I wrote up. Sometimes I wing it, but I decided
lovely.
To read. So it's still a rough translation. And one of the things I know for sure is translations are never good. if you're going to write in English, you have to write in English. When you translate Spanish, it's not the same. And that happened to me.
Yeah, for me, I wanted to do the book in Spanish first, but definite, you know, I'll have to translate in English.
Okay, so here goes in English, you know, and it's so beautiful, and it ends with where it starts, and then, of course, it's so tied to, you know, what is important for our well-being.
Yes.
I mean, so that's the message. So at this stage of my life, after the death of Bruce and my parents, I prefer to think that in the transition there is no loneliness, but rather reuniting. There are loved ones that have gone before us, wait for us with open arms, And upon leaving behind our earthly existence, we enter a world in which there is no pain nor loss, only love in its most perfect form. Life is unique, not repeatable, and each instant counts. That is how I have lived it, with the certainty that what is important is not the length of our days, but rather the intensity in which we live them. Therefore, when the moment of passing arrives, I do not see it as the dark ending, but as a luminous transformation. To live with intensity is the best preparation for this transition. Give the best of ourselves, love without measure, laugh, cry, dream, because each emotion lived is a treasure that the soul takes with it. At the end, we understand that earthly existence is only a prelude and that the real work commences when the curtain opens towards eternity. To lose so many loved ones makes me think of my mortality, and I know that I do not want to lose time in what does not make sense. I have lived more than half of my life, and as Mario de Andrade's poem, My Soul is in a Hurry, states, I am not interested in meetings that end up in nothing, discussions without purpose, or empty relationships. I want to live in peace, dedicating myself to what makes me happy. That's pretty tight too, all right? The people I love and the causes that are really of value. I want the rest of my days to be intense because I learned with each smile of my mother that life is not a rehearsal and that it is too short to not live it fully.
Yes, so that's a beautiful translation, by the way.
Okay, well, you know, so you know, we got about a minute, and I'm going to go into a number of things, but I think it, you know, I was very touched with it. I read it, and of course, when Victor read it, I was very, and I think, you know, modesty aside, I ended up being the last, and I think it was, you know, everybody there was, the guy next to me, they both were crying, two guys, you know, so it was, I think it was one of those few things in my life where I said, geez, you know, this, my luck, you say a lot about things flow and doors open and things, you know, you don't expect it. It was funny, you know, that I had to be the last one. I made this thing, and it turned out, I think it was the end of the comments, and I think it worked very well. So listen, we run out of time in the first segment, so we were right back. My guest that read the last page of her book is Vernelia Merced, Lady Forsyth. And we'll be right back in discussing her life and the values that are so important for her and that I find so instructive for, I think, you listeners as we go forward. But we'll be right back after the pause. The Reflections, Jorge Gonzalez.